Hey guys, Will Durst here to say, it's over. The Republican nomination is very, very over. It's so over. Not only is the fat lady sung, she's back in her hotel room, kicking off her shoes, easing into a recliner with a remote in one hand and digging deep into a 3-pound box of marzipan with the other. Should have been over months ago, but because Mitt Romney keeps stumbling on flat asphalt, he is single-handedly responsible for this thing still resembling a race in fits and spurts in other southern states. Of course, every time a new contender crops up, he can count on his rich buddies at Romney Inc. to pummel Candidate X with such a tsunami of negative ads that Candidate X's family members begin to experience misgivings about having him lunch with their kids. Tell me if he touches you in a bad place. In Florida, Newt Gingrich was the target of Mr. Bain Capital's airwave carpet bombing. And last week in Illinois, the victim was Rick Santorum, who is delivering flowers and taking in laundry to raise money. Mitt isn't winning this nomination. His super PAC is buying it for him like a dented TV stand at a department store year-end sale. This is all about money for him and his corporate cronies. The billions that can be made when the government gets out of the tax and regulation business, to be precise. And as we all know, you gotta spend money to make money. And while money makes the world go round, it still can't buy you happiness. Although it's looking more and more like it can definitely get you a Republican presidential nomination. For whatever that's worth. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.